In Parshas Re'eh, we continue Moshe Rabbeinu's goodbye speech to Bnei Yisrael, full of Musar and Isairas to each and every one of us until today. In Parak Yud Beis, Pasuk Aches, the Pasuk says, Shemar v'shamata as kol ha-dvarim eila asher anochi mitzaveka. The Klal Yisrael, Shemar v'shamata, they should safeguard, protect, and listen to all the things that I'm going to command you, or that I have commanded you. L'man yitav l'cha, so it'll be good for you, v'necha achrecha, and to your children afterwards, ad olam, forever. The mitzvos are so good for us, so beautiful for us, each and every one of us. But the obvious question is as follows. Why does the pasuk say, shamar v'shamata? We should safeguard and keep, and obviously perform the mitzvos v'shamata, and then listen. The order should be reversed. First v'shamata, first we have to listen to the mitzvahs, we have to learn about what to do, and then shomer, and then we can keep the mitzvahs, then we can protect the mitzvahs, then we can perform the mitzvahs. L'man yitav l'chus will be good for us. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have the order shomer v'shamata? First saying to perform and protect, and then to listen. So one could obviously answer that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was bimerames and reminding us of our beautiful words that every member of Klal Yisrael said at Har Sinai, when we said Nasev and Ishma, that we at Har Sinai said, even before we understand and before we listen, Nasev, we're going to do. We're going to follow the will of God, whatever it is, no matter what you throw our way, whether we understand or we don't understand. And he's been mechazik us at that same mindset that we had when we were enthralled and full of enthusiasm and inspiration at Har Sinai. We should have our whole lives in our performance of mitzvot, so it should be Shamar Vishamata. That's definitely one possibility in Chizik to each and every one of us. But the Ber Mayim Chaim in Parashas Ekev explains a little differently. The Ber Mayim Chaim, he says that often one could perform a mitzvah for the wrong reason. Often one can do an act of chesed where we're not really caring for the person that we're helping wholeheartedly, but we're really looking to help ourselves. We're looking for the kavod, we're looking for the respect, we're looking for the honor. We're looking so some would do a favor back for us. And even in mitzvahs ben al makom, sometimes it's all manas l'kabel pras. It's just so we eventually receive reward, so God will be good for us. Reb Chaim Shalevitz explains that this is why the isser of ribis, of lending out with interest, is such a serious isser. Seems to be a navi even, that mamish of the worst of isurim up there. So Reb Chaim Shalevitz explains in Sichos Musar that obviously we all know to lend someone money is a tremendous mitzvah. To lend someone money is to help someone in such a pure way, we don't make them feel bad, and we help them in a time of need. But when one lends out with ribbis, one takes that mitzvah, one of the highest forms of tzedakah, and flips it and not doing it any longer for the individual that you're helping, but you're only doing this really for yourself. You're looking to gain. You're looking to gain something from the mitzvah, which is mamish destroying the kavana and the purity of the mitzvah. The Ber Mayim Chaim explains shmiras ha-mitzvos, the words v'shamartam that we find throughout the Torah. We go back to last week's parsha v'ekev, v'yekev tishmunas ha-mishpatam eila u'shmartam v'asisem. And later in last week's parsha, kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, every mitzvah I command you today, tishmarun la'asos. This lashon of v'shamartam and tishmarun, which we often translate as protecting the mitzvah, not just performing and doing the mitzvah, but u'shmartam. The Ber Mayim Chaim says that safeguard of the mitzvah is the ability to safeguard performance of that mitzvah in its pure state, with the proper kavana, with no outside pneos, with no outside ulterior motives. That I want to do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all tariag mitzvos, to bring nachas ruach liyotro. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me to perform this mitzvah, and I want to do it for Him. Everything I have is for the Eibishter. I owe Him so much, the least I could do is perform His mitzvos. And every mitzvah should be with the proper kavan, every mitzvah should be with the proper lishma, that I want to come close to Hashem, I want to bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not doing it for myself, as the Mishnah Novah says, Shalom Anas L'Kabel Pras. That's Ushmartem, that's the Shmir of the mitzvahs. And that's what it means, Shomer V'Shamata. in that order. First shama, first safeguard the mitzvah. First make sure that our kavanos are in the proper place. Our machshavos are in the proper place. That we want to do mitzvahs for the purity of the mitzvah, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me. And only once I have my kavanos in the proper place, b'shamata, as the pasuk tells us in Parshas Re, then I can keep the mitzvahs. Then I can listen to the mitzvah. Then I can perform the mitzvah. That's perhaps pshat in this pasuk, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is reminding us. And maybe that makes sense as well as the other definition of v'shamar. Very famously, we know, Rashi points out, by the dreams of Yosef HaTzadik, the pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu v'aviv shamar es hadavar. And Rashi says, what does the word shamar mean? That Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov, understood that these dreams were somewhat nevuah prophecy. V'shamar es hadavar. And he was waiting to see how they'd play out. He was anticipating and he was yearning to see when they would finally occur. So too, each and every one of us, every time we perform a mitzvah, it should be shamar. It should be with great anticipation and great excitement. We're first yearning to perform the mitzvah. That's only true with this pshat of the Be'er Ma'ayim Chaim. If the mitzvah is being done with its proper purity and its proper kavanos, of course, then we're going to always be yearning and waiting, anticipating to perform our mitzvos. And it's shamar, first with those kavanos and excitement, then v'shamata will listen and perform the mitzvah in the proper way. Be'ezer Baruch, we should all be zoicha, to be close to Hashem always, to be excited to perform all the mitzvos in the Torah, and understand then, l'man yitav lach, then it will be all good for us. And be zoicha only to a beautiful kesher shakayama with the Eibishter, v'avatem avekim v'Hashem l'cheichem chayim k'chayim ayoyim, for each and every one of us in all Klal Yisrael. Have a beautiful Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha and bracha.